Speaking of doing awesome things, all I keep hearing is that Adrian Dodoro from the Bombers, the list manager, has done awesome things through the draft hand that they were given at this year's NAB AFL draft. And the champ joins us from the Bombers this morning. Good morning, Adrian.
Morning, Harps. How are you, mate?
I'm going very well. You've got one day to go. The rookie draft today, about 3 p.m. Check your local guides. Have you got a spot there?
Potentially, we've got two spots. So, actually heading into the office now to finalise what we're doing today, whether we take a pick or we carry over for the SSP period. So, bit of work to do yet.
Right. Is there an intensity that sort of dissipates, that drops off after the first round action on Wednesday night? Does the intensity of the build-up to the draft sort of drop off Thursday and Friday?
Oh, no, I think it builds. I think for recruiters, it actually gets more intense the following night. The first night, fairly predictable because everyone sort of knows who the top-end talent is, and obviously you're anxious, but I think the real guts of the draft is those next 40-odd picks where you're trying to manoeuvre and everyone likes the player and you're trying to get that player. And there wasn't much trading last night, to my surprise, but there's a lot of phone calls happening that the public don't see.
Yeah, okay. It's interesting. You got Ben Hobbs at pick 13. He's your first pick. You had 13, yep. 46 and 50. Ben Hobbs is a highly touted young player who, by all reports, you were rapt to get a hold of at 13. What did you like about that young man?
He's a pro. He's played, he's come through the Ballarat Rebels, obviously, and, you know, captain the Rebels, Vic Country. He's physically ready to play. He's just a pro. You know, you very rarely get the opportunity to draft kids that have prepared themselves to play league footy. And he's one of those guys. He'll come in and he'll set standards at an extremely high level. You know, he'll fit in with Zach Merritt and Dyson Heppel and Andy McGrath straight away. So that was the real appealing thing. Obviously, you know, our culture is super important, and to bring in people like Ben Hobbs is a fantastic result for a club.
Adrian, when Port Adelaide traded just before your pick, what were you thinking? Was that excruciating, waiting for the name that they called out?
I wouldn't say it was excruciating. It was interesting because they flipped the one to get just ahead of us. But I'll be honest, when we just had eyes, when Ben got, you know, 10, 9, 10, you thought, oh, hang on, what's going here? What's going on here? We were just anxious at that stage because we thought, geez, we were a big chance to get him, and luckily we did.
The cameras have always loved you, and they were on you quite often last night. I'm not 100% sure why.
I think the camera just loves Adrian.
Wait, that's the reason why we were wearing those tight tops last night.
But before pick 46, you were chewing on a green highlighter, and that green highlighter got thrown on the desk pretty hard. Was there something that you missed in that range last night?
Coming from you, I think you really. I think you're setting me up here, Ramon.
I'm not setting you up. I want to get into the mind of Adrian Dodoro. What he's thinking?
Oh, well, sounds like a setup.
Well, yeah. Well, look. Obviously, as I said before, there's a lot of players that you target throughout the night, and there were a couple that we heavily targeted, and we were trying extremely hard to move up the order, but just wasn't to be last night. So, yeah. I'll be honest. Yeah, there was a couple of plays that we might have missed out on last night, but that's drafting, and as Sheed's always said, you can't get them all.
Mm. And you talk about you moving up the draft order. So this is what we don't see. We don't see the behind-the-scenes phone calls that are going on in the rooms, but how many were going on last night? How many active possibilities were going for you last night?
I think we started being active probably as soon as the first pick. We were trying to work our way down. But I think it's probably a testament to the quality of the draft last night, because all the clubs probably saw that there was a lot of talent there and wanted to hold their picks. I think most clubs took their picks. There were little swaps. There wasn't anything significant. But I think everyone thought, geez, there's talent here. Let's just take our picks and good on them.
Do you think overall, Adrian, that the draft pool is better than maybe what you thought it would be based on what's happened in the last 2 years?
I think it'll be a very good draft pool in 3 or 4 years' time. I think obviously the issue we've had is that the Victorian kids haven't played for 2 years. They've got very limited footy. So, and I'm sure there'll be a Victorian boy out of this draft that will all be looking back and say, geez, how'd they miss him? Because they haven't had that continuity throughout their last 2 years as opposed to the South Australian and the West Australian boys. So I think right now it's a good draft. I think in 3 or 4 years' time, it'll be a great draft.
And does that what makes the rookie draft even more important today? Is that there are still some diamonds in the rough that are there that, you know, could conceivably in a different year, had they played a full year of footy, be players that could have been drafted in the teens or the 20s?
Oh, absolutely, Adam. They're hard to identify, obviously, because there's so limited vision of these guys. And obviously, there was a lot of games we weren't able to see because of COVID and what have you. And I actually thought that the identification for Victorian kids was tougher this year than last year, because at least last year we saw their bottom age year.
Yep.
This year, you didn't really see their bottom age year either. So that, I thought, was the difficult thing. So let's just hope that we can get back to normal next year.
Did you go in with a plan to get a particular style of player or inject certain positional players in? Outside the best talent one with 13, was it just positional and needs as opposed to best talent?
Obviously, last year we were pretty tall.
Yep.
We brought in a lot of tall players, and we're probably a tallish list, to be honest. So we wanted to improve our depth, on-ball depth, and speed and endurance is something that was a bit of a focus for us. So obviously, all the boys that we brought in have got very good endurance runners. Lord's got great speed. Garrett, McDonough, speed, endurance. And Hobbs, as we've said, he's terrific agility and endurance. So we wanted to get some engines in the door, and I think we've achieved that.
Well, I know you've got work to do this morning. You've got to get and go. We appreciate your time and look forward to seeing what you do perhaps this afternoon in the rookie draft as well. Good luck.
My pleasure, boys. All the very best.
And then to you, Agent Dodoro, the list manager of the Bombers. Jeez, was that you, Ramo? He was coming from you line. That's a scathing attack.
I think they may have. I think the Bulldogs may have got one that Adrian liked in Arthur Jones. He's a bit of an unknown out of Western Australia, out of Claremont there. So I think Adrian may have had his eye on that young man.
There was a few around that in those 40s that were, even if you just looked at the Fox predictor, It sort of was sort of ranked in the 20s and those sorts of things. So it did seem that there were some very good players that were available between 40 and 50. And As you said, the Bulldogs had a pick ahead of Essendon. Collingwood had a pick of ahead of that they thought they got good players that maybe Essendon would have gone for. But as Adrian said, Half, you're trying to get on the phone and get ahead when you see a player there, he's three picks away, or your club's three picks away. Do you try whatever you can to get ahead of the queue to try and get that player when he's still available? It'd be very nerve-wracking.
So how many drafts have you gone through now with Carlton?
Four.
How many perfect drafts have you had where you've picked
four?
But the exact players that
two.
You wanted.
We had two.
Yeah.
Where we knew what we'd end up with, effectively. Yeah.